Meeting to discuss the proposed Red Dog project held 3 p.m. March 9.
Since last year, since about a year ago in our annual meeting, our shareholders directed the staff and the board to look into mining prospects. And since that time, we've been surveying the mining companies, different mining companies. We toured mines all through last year and last summer. Not last summer, but last winter. And sometimes in this fall, we've been surveying all the mining companies. And it kind of worked out to two types of companies that we thought would be good to work with. And just recently, we selected mining company to look into the prospect of a Red Dog. And with the prospect, there's some money involved with the agreement. In fact, we just signed an agreement yesterday. Norm Anderson, who's the chairman of Coming Group, limited a Canadian firm. One of the largest mining company in Canada. Norm Anderson, who's their chairman, and our chairman, Robert Newman, signed an agreement between Coming Group and NANA. And that agreement spells out what they can do and what the monetary benefits to NANA will be. So these slides this afternoon that you will be seeing kind of explains the first slides, that first section of slides that you will be seeing will explain that to who Cameco is. I think before we go into that, George, right there.
Kapayaro si, hindi pa ako napitong po sinakan na lang ako may ko napitong po si
Well, we might come out as a number of people, yeah.
What we're going to do here is run through some slides that explain a little bit about Red Dog, about the company, about other things. Mike just explained briefly what we have here. Time after the slideshow to have a look at these. This is a model made of the area of the Red Dog mine, which is located about 70 miles from Activity. Over here we have some models, the kind of equipment that would be used at a mine. Oh, mine there now, but the one that we had, it would be equipped with something like this. And over here we have some samples of the ore, which is what's on the ground now. There are drill core samples. I'll show you a slide of drill bits. After a mining operation, they mine the rock out of the ground, and then they grind it up flour like this, to separate out the good parts, the lead and the sulfide. So this would be shipped away, shipped to smelter, so they would make the metal. Red Dog deposit is important to Nana. Each of you as shareholders in the community organization. Because of the potential long-term impact on the economy of the Nana region, the Red Dog could prove to be one of the most important business developments in Nana's history. It would be important to believe that we could be one of the afternoon, we would like to share with you some of the information on the Red Dog and on the individuals that we have in Montana. First, I would like to tell you briefly a little bit about the Winco organization. Winco American Incorporated is a wholly-owned subsidiary of Winco Limited, a Canadian company based in Vancouver, British Columbia. Winco Limited was established in 1906. Mining and smelting operation has since grown into one of the world's largest resource companies. Today, Winco is diversified as producer of zinc, lead, silver, gold, and other metals, as well as coal, potash, fertilizer, chemicals, and other kinds of fertilizers. Winco organization is the world's largest combined producer of zinc and lead, supplying about 10% of the Western world's requirements. Winco American Incorporated, the largest wholly owned subsidiary in the Winco organization, is also a natural resource oriented company. We have operations throughout the United States with headquarters in Spokane, Washington. Our diverse activities can be divided into four main areas. Mining and exploration, this is part of the area and I. Oil and gas, chemicals and fertilizers, and plant materials. Our investment in mining fields includes the Magmont Lead Zinc Mine in Missouri, shown on the slide, and also a phosphate mine in Montana, smaller mine. Extensive exploration programs throughout the United States. line in Greenland, picture of blacking. That, to enter that line, go up this cable car and up to the cliff. And also, Polaris, zinc lead line, northern Canada, this is what I'm here. Goes to the housing, and the right, big building you see right in the foreground, storage front.
Kabarnya, kita akan mengkabarnya terkait dengan apa yang kita lakukan. Kita akan mengkabarnya.
silver, types of metallic oxidation from the Red Dog, three relatively rare quartz metals. Zinc is a shiny bluish white metal. Two major industrial uses, one is galvanizing, the other is die cast. I should also mention that as well as zinc, lead, and silver, and Red Dog is also barite.
Thank you.
better and more banana. The operation visited during February 1981 with the Pond Gold Mine in L9, Pine Point, Big Lead Mine, Golden Head Mine, Pond Mine, Underground Mine, mine was over there mile into the circle of the ground. Blair's Big Mine, Big Lead Mine, and High Canadian Arctic, Black Angel, Big Lead Mine, Greenland,
jawan kapten tak pun orang maning maningnya awal sih kan, kami khusus ni kekuninga, serta kami kodat, kami nak, kodat lekodat buat, aku yang mana sahaja nak kapten orang, orang ni saksi, kami ngapak dan semua dan kami ni sabak sabak tak kasi, kasi, kanu pet, abdilah kasi magan, kanu tu tanda pakai tak, abdilah kapten mengandu, nagon ni, kami nak agli tutorok lukane agli mandane idok inme manda agluwo indonesia isirat dan sembalik olang ni isirok kubaka agli manda olang ni dekatan kanya plat indonesia kirek suwa sigadu dan kanda isa kenerkan asin kapsini ukeni isa kenerkan tap temani isa kenerkan kumetuk semak damna mani ko kasi nagsok, pero ko kanya ang nagsok, ito na kami, kema, nagpesa ka takpan lang ako sa Pinasi. Kasi dami isa ka gala kami nung, at ilang ako na, makita ka gala kami nung. Ami gala ako nung, nagkugala ako nung, aglan, at isa na ang nagsok, ano si isa nga, ito na kami sulit. Ang masungan na ko, pinigin niya kami, tapos muna sa mga, o lang na isa na kado. Feasibility, na kami nga, dami na, isa ka na nga, wa nagkugala niya kala ako nga, hindi manjat pun yang kalau meram, zaman kuno untuk biasa pun yang kalau macam itu dicek dulu, sebelum nak pasir pun yang kalau sih nak kamari ke sana adalah pun yang kalau macam itu, itu istilahnya zaman sih dulu, sebelum government agency itu zaman kuno pusaka sedikit mana kalau kalau macam segmen, kekunan pada emang paksa palu siat kota punya. So ini kita waktunya punya problem.
Down because for one reason or another it can't go forward.
they can't sell the lead or zinc. They make enough money so they have to shut it down. There's some of those decisions that Cameco will make. They're the experts at that kind of thing. They're going to put up probably more than $500 million to build this thing. And in order for them to have that kind of money, they're going to make that kind of decision. In our agreement, there are some of these decisions that we left up to Nana. One of them had to do with subsistence. And if we, Nana decides that we don't like the protection they're giving us to subsistence, we'll shut it down. The way we're going to look at this right now, at least I'm thinking, is that we will take the Elders Council from Kivalina, the Elders Council from NOTAC, and make them our advisory committee. So they'll be telling us whether we should go ahead or not. Make that call. So we have a say whether we go from feasibility to construction. Cameco has a say in certain areas. We have to agree. And you people will be representative getting to make those decisions. I'm going to point out, when you go farther in here, it's easy to say, well, boy, we're going to have a mine here, not grow. Another year and a half, maybe longer, you can say that. You can also say, no, that's it. We can't have any jobs for mining because we can't open the mine. Don't you do it, understand?
Odilaka is partition of the Pasini, mine, depleting it, Madam, mine the harm with Judith. A glad data in the interview, mine not done what that the Mango people from the England from this day forward. Emma open my fund, Naha, who did 2 months, Savara, you may have to done a feasibility study in the current old Langishimar. Old Lamney is looked at an agreement that was signed 9 months. For September, 100,000 at the period in the meeting. I see agreement of Dana, not for Tema, Vinara, Valley, Yanga, Tapima, 1,500,000 at the point. I see the Matura with Dana, Dana, Isari along the road, money, the Kamana Dila, Sipir along the middle, and it's Jimmy along the big panel, blood.
cover by the near surface in case it can be mined by open pit method, similar to one technical applied here at this point. Concentrator plant support facilities as depicted on the area here which says the plant site would be part of it. Support facilities, storage yard. These would likely be at the mine site. Feasibility study will be carried on for the next couple of years. They show that these might be better for part of these, so there would also be a third larger area set aside for facilities for the ground up waste boxes to be moved from the ore called tailings. Gray areas on this model here would show areas that these could possibly be on the surface. Mining in northern location needs to be self-sufficient so that there is no serious interruption in operations due to mechanical breakdown of equipment. Heavy equipment repair shop would be needed, along with the machine shop, to replace the electrical repairs. That's where all your repairs and machinery would have on site. There would also have to be a warehouse to store the parts and supplies, the one we brought in during the kitchen season. Necessary supplies to be fuel, spare parts, and equipment to the country for people. Facilities for laboratory training area, medical treatment, as well as office for the county. Personnel, engineering, administrative, would also be required. In keeping with NANA's desire to avoid the establishment of a town site at or near the mine, fly-in crew rotation systems would be used for Red Dog. Fly-in concept, which is common in northern areas in a drilling operation, involves the use of air shuttle service to fly employees to and from the home. Housing and food service provided for employees while working at the operation. Slide showing the accommodations at Greenland operation. For example, 2 weeks of work followed by 2 weeks at home to allow local workers to return home frequently to spend time with their families and hunt the fish. This is a feeling operational picture of a particular region. Substantial portion of the mine's investment in support facilities would be for accommodation and home comforts for the employees while they're working at the site. The overall objective would be to meet employees' needs to adequate rest, depicted in this picture, the wireless operation. separate the useful metallic mineral from the ordinary rock particle.
Banyak sih nih penyepan dan kamarnya itu soron penyetel lagi sih. Kamu tak cuma ujaraj, ujaraj, sabak sabak pun sangat. Jangan ujaraj lu nih tak terasa di belakangan ini. Kamu dah lalu tapi mau sabak pun sangat dan asyik tak cuma sabak pun ada si pemain kaca lu tak cuma faham lu ada di dalam lu sabak ini sih. Asyik dan kamarnya sabab tekap tuk sor wa tap muna pemakan lam nel itu sabab hak tuk kanin suli naga sabab tukret iso dilu kena kiji minyak ge suli naga anu si silangan ni wan teman ko sabab tukret simatik kita dare na yang si simatik na yang si ulu kase ase nampak ko menyawa ne pinyepan ambak ko menyawa ne pinyepan apsi wa teman ko ingwe jone Kapitik, Agar ni tempat juga, sekam lor, lantam lor, sepura itu ni tempat ko, tempat ni nak kukur, jangan. Gua tempat ko nak kukur mata, sebab mulai main nak ambang ni pun, gua kembalinya main ni, inu aku cuma nak kalau sebenarnya, gua ni sulit, untuk jadi ni dan sama ko pick pun, tapi siaran sulit tempat, nak kukur sebenarnya, dan sebenarnya, sebab senon, apa nak sini? Mak seperti ini dulu teman ko, seperti
ini dulu teman ko sudah hilang. Employment policy goal.